Welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing one of the most important Ableton Live workflows for drum and bass, taking a session view jam and turning it into a clean arrangement view timeline that actually feels like a finished track. The goal is simple. You're going to build a small performance setup in session view, jam it like a DJ set, record that performance straight into arrangement view, and then do the commit pass where you clean it up, lock the structure, and add a few automations that instantly make it feel more professional. We're aiming for a roughly 3-minute rolling, darker, jungle-influenced DNB skeleton at around 172 BPM. Not a fully mixed and mastered release today. Think of it as a strong, usable arrangement that you can keep polishing. Alright, let's set the project up. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. Now create your tracks. You want a MIDI track for drums, using a drum rack, an audio track for your break loop, a MIDI track for bass, which will be your mid-bass reese kind of layer, a MIDI track for sub, optional but very useful, then one more track for music, like pads or stabs, and an audio track for FX, like impacts and risers. Also create two return tracks, one reverb return and one delay return. Quick headroom habit, especially for DNB. Do not write your track pinned at 0. Either pull your master down to around -6 dB, or keep your individual tracks peaking somewhere around -10 to -6. You're giving future you room to mix. Now we're going to build session view in a way that makes arranging almost automatic. Flip to session view and think in rows. Each row, each scene, is a section of your song. So rename your scenes as intro, build, drop 1, mid break, drop 2, and outro. In your head, picture the lengths. Intro 16 to 32 bars, build 8 to 16, each drop about 32, mid break about 16, outro around 16. We'll tighten it later, but having that map in your mind helps you perform with intention. Next, set your global quantization to 1 bar. That's the secret sauce for clean DNB phrasing. It means when you launch a scene, it waits until the next bar to switch, so your transitions land correctly. Before we write any notes, I want to set up performance safety, because beginners often record a jam and it's chaos. Go to Preferences and turn on Select on Launch. Now, when you launch a clip, Ableton automatically focuses it, so you can tweak things like transpose, gain, or warp settings quickly without hunting. Also, clip launch quantization. For most clips, leave it at global, but for fills and one-shots like impacts or snare rolls, you can set them to 1/4 or 1/8 so they feel responsive. You don't want a snare roll waiting a whole bar to fire. Cool! Now let's build the DNB foundation. Drums. On your drums track, drop in a drum rack. Load a tight kick, a snappy snare, and some hats. If you're not sure what good is yet, just pick short, punchy samples to start. You can swap later. Program a basic two-step pattern. Kick on 1, and often on 3. Snare on 2 and 4. Hats can run as 8th notes or 16th notes. Add tiny velocity changes so it breathes. Now create a few clip variations. One called DRM straight, one called DRM busier hats, and one called DRM fill, usually a 1-bar fill you only trigger at the end of a phrase. Your fill can be as simple as a quick snare rush, or a kick variation, or even dropping the kick for a beat to create a breath. On the drums track, add a couple stock devices to help it feel like DNB quickly. Drum bus is great. Start with a little drive, like 5 to 15%, and keep boom subtle. Then an EQ8, and if it feels boxy, you can dip a little around 200 to 400 HC. Optional saturator with soft clip on. Just a little drive can bring it forward without destroying it. Now let's layer the break, because that's where DNB groove and character live. On the break audio track, drag in a breakbeat sample, double-click the clip, turn warp on. Now warping is make or break. If your break sounds flammed, wobbly, or like it's dragging, it's usually warp settings or the start marker. Try warp mode on beats for crisp transients. In beats mode, set preserve to transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 depending on how tight you want it. Lower envelope can sound clickier and more chopped. Higher can sound smoother. Loop it to 1 or 2 bars. Then duplicate and create break variations. BRK clean loop, BRK HP filtered, and BRK chops. For the high-passed version, use EQ8 on the track and roll off the low end somewhere around 80 to 120 HC. We want the sub and kick to own that space. For chops, keep it beginner-friendly. Duplicate the clip and do small edits. Move a warp marker slightly, or cut the audio and rearrange a tiny slice. You're not trying to reinvent the Amen break right now. You just want movement. A simple break processing chain. EQ8 with high pass, then glue compressor doing just a couple dB of reduction, then a tiny bit of saturator or redux for grit. Tiny is the word. If you crush the brake, you lose punch and everything turns to fuzz. Now bass. Classic D9B trick, mid bass for character, sub bass for weight. On the bass track, load waveatable, start simple, sawnosc 1 and sawnosc 2, slightly detuned. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Don't go enormous wide. D9B bass needs focus. Add an auto filter. Use a low pass, 24 dB slope, and give it a little drive. That filter cutoff is going to become one of your main automation controls later. Now the mid bass chain, EQ 8 to cut the lows below about 80 to 120 Hz, so it's not fighting the sub. Then saturator with soft clip on, drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Optional amp device if you want aggression, and you can sidechain compress very gently if you want it to breathe with a kick and snare. Make a few bass clips, bass drop main, bass alt rhythm and bass fill. The key D9B rhythm tip is syncopation. Leave a little space around snare hits so the groove bounces instead of feeling like a constant wall. Now sub. On the SUB track, load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. That's it. Add a saturator after it with just 1 to 3 dB drive, just enough harmonics, so you can hear it on smaller speakers without turning it up. Add utility and set width to 0%. Keep sub mono. Always. Copy your bass MIDI to the sub, but simplify it. Longer notes and fewer changes usually feel heavier. The mid bass can do the talking. The sub is the foundation. Now add identity, music and FX. On music, add a pad or a stab. Keep it simple. Make two clips, one for intro atmosphere and one for drop stabs. Even a single chord hit repeated rhythmically can do a lot in D9B. On FX, load a few audio samples like impacts, risers, noise sweeps. If you don't have good ones, you can generate noise with operator, automate a low pass opening over 8 bars, and that becomes a riser. Set up your returns. Return a reverb with a long tail for atmosphere. Return B delay or echo, and try dotted rhythms like dotted eighth for movement. Pro teacher note, put an EQ 8 on your reverb return and high pass it. Reverb low end destroys D9B clarity. High pass the reverb return around 200 Hz, and often low pass it somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz if you want a darker, industrial space. Now we jam. Turn the metronome on for safety. Start by launching your intro scene. In the intro, keep it DJ friendly. That usually means drums and break without full bass movement. Maybe a filtered break, some atmosphere and hints of groove. Move to build. Add a riser. Add a busier hat clip. Maybe a snare roll. Try one anti-drop moment. Remove the kick for one bar right before the drop. Keep a filtered break and a big impact. That one bar silence is pure tension. Then launch drop one. Full drums plus bass. This is where you perform like a DJ. Mute the bass for 2 bars to create space, switch from the clean break to the chopped break every 8 bars, and trigger your fill clip on the last bar of a 16-bar phrase. Beginner win condition. Keep your changes on 8 or 16-bar boundaries. D9B lives on phrasing. If your changes are random, it feels messy. If your changes are phrase-based, it feels intentional, optional but huge. Follow actions. For your drum and break clips, you can set follow actions so they automatically swap every 4 or 8 bars. For example, BRK clean can go to next after 8 bars, and maybe add a small chance to jump to other. That way, when you record, your arrangement already has movement baked in. Alright, now we capture the magic. To record your jam into arrangement view, we're using the recommended method. Record the whole performance. Press the arrangement record button, the big circle at the top. Then perform your sections. Intro, build, drop 1, mid-break, drop 2, outro. Go for 2 to 4 minutes. Don't worry about perfection. You're trying to capture a vibe and structure. When you're done, press stop, then hit tab to go to arrangement view. And this is the moment most people miss. You have to commit the arrangement. If any track is orange and says back to arrangement, click that. That re-enables arrangement playback, because sometimes session view is still overriding. Now clean up. Your recording might have overlaps, weird clip edges, or accidental launches. Tighten it. Delete what you don't need. Add locator markers. Intro, build, drop 1, mid-break, drop 2, outro. This is not optional. Locators keep you from getting lost, and they make you faster. Then consolidate. Select a clean 16 or 32 bar region and consolidate it. You're basically turning your messy performance into readable blocks. Another great trick is to find the best 8 or 16 bar phrase of your drop, duplicate it to build a solid foundation, and then paste your happy accidents on top. That gives you both cleanliness and personality. Now shape the structure into a proper beginner DNB arrangement. A good map at 172 BPM is, first 16 bars intro, then 8 bars build, then 32 bars drop 1, then 16 bars mid-break, then 32 bars drop 2, then 8 bars outro. And here's the rule that makes DNB feel alive: change something every 8 or 16 bars. It can be small. Switch break variation. Drop hats for 2 bars. Add a bass fill. Use your 1-bar drum fill at the end of each 16. DNB listeners expect micro change. If your drop is identical for 32 bars, it will feel unfinished even if the sounds are good. Now we do the part that makes arrangement view worth it. Automation. Pick a few moves that give maximum impact with minimal complexity. First, automate filter cutoff on your break in the intro and build. Often you'll start high past and slowly reveal the lows. That makes the drop hit harder without adding anything new. Second, automate reverb send throws on key snare hits at transitions. A classic move: big reverb tail on the last snare before the drop. Then cut the reverb send instantly on the first downbeat of the drop. That hard reset creates impact. Third, automate bass movement. Wave eatable filter cutoff, or slightly change the LFO rate, especially in drop 2. Don't automate constantly. Think in ramps. An 8-bar opening, then reset. Fourth, if you want a tiny energy lift, automate a utility gain on the master, but keep it subtle. Half a dB to 1 dB max. This is not mastering, it's just a little perceived lift. If you want a fast transition trick, put echo on a return. Automate the send on the last snare into a section change, then cut it. That one moment can make your track feel like it has production value. Now basic DNB mix checks, just to keep you out of trouble. Check kick and sub relationship. If the kick has sub information, carve a small dip in the sub where the kick fundamental lives, or choose a kick that sits higher. Keep the sub mono, always. Check that the break isn't fighting your snare. If things feel muddy, try dipping around 180 to 220 HC on the break, and keep your master from clipping. Leave peaks around minus 6 while writing and arranging. You'll thank yourself later. Let's cover common mistakes quickly. This audio version is shortened for playback.